You said you want to be great, but your actions don't say great. Your actions say mediocre. Your actions are second rate. So you really want to know what it takes? What it takes to be great? It takes courage. Courage to stand tall and fight for your dreams. The courage to say yes when everyone says no. Yes to your dream. Yes to the late nights. Yes to the early mornings. Yes to the challenge. Yes to the fight. It takes work. Hard work. Real hard work. It takes focus to lock in on your dreams when no one else follows them, to focus on the end result. That one big target you have, clear focus to know exactly what you want in life and never waver from that wanting. No setbacks, obstacles, nothing will break your focus. It takes consistency, because you'll never be great if you only work when you feel like it. If you only give 100% when you feel 100%, you will never reach your potential. It takes higher standards, because you will never be great if you are okay with average. You must demand more from your life than anyone around you would even consider. Higher work ethic, higher standards. More self-education, more training, everything it takes to be great. You gotta live that. You must give your all every single time, day in, day out, 100%, all you got. It takes an obsession, obsessed with reaching your goal, obsessed with self-education, self-growth, obsessed with improving every single day. Obsessed with becoming the greatest version of yourself. It's a healthy obsession. One that pushes you out of your comfort zone. Pushes you beyond what others thought was possible for your life. It takes the ability to ignore opinions. Everyone has an opinion. Those who lack skill seem to have a louder one than those with talent. The only voice you need to listen to is your own. Your intuition. It takes a fighting spirit to fight like a warrior when you're down, when no one thinks you can. That's when you must show your heart, show your courage, show your fighting spirit. It takes dedication, the dedication to work on your dream, even when things aren't going your way. Dedication to take responsibility and work on your weaknesses to make them your strengths. The dedication to put all the insignificant things in your life to the background while you work tirelessly on your one big goal, your one big dream. So that's all. It's all it takes to be great. No big deal. Just a million things. Just a lifetime commitment. Have you got what it takes?
In today's world of overstimulation, seemingly unlimited distractions and short attention spans, it's no wonder there are so many people who don't succeed. It's no wonder so many people never achieve anything significant. It's no wonder so many people never reach their true potential. If you want to achieve anything great, you must shut out all distractions. Successful people are focused people. Successful people could go into a space where they shut out everything, where they lock in on the task in front of them, lock in on their goal, lock in on their dream. If it is important enough to you, you will shut out all distractions. Shut the door. Turn your phone off. Turn off social media. Lock in, focus, and get the job done. A recent study pointed out that the average adult spends around 1 hour and 40 minutes every day on social media. That is nearly 12 hours per week. over 50 hours per month, 616 hours per year, it adds up to 128 days over a period of 5 years. 128 days wasted every 5 years. Imagine if you used that time better. Just imagine if you replaced that wasted time with completely focused time, working on something you love. The person you will be in 5 years' time will be very different depending on which path you choose to take. Those who don't succeed, let's call them, I don't know, the majority, they're like a puppy with a bone. Anytime a bone comes along, social media likes or comments, a text message, a TV show, an opportunity at another night out, any attention or meaningless distraction, they drop everything important to them and chase the bone. They could be sitting on a $1 million idea, something that could change their life completely, but as soon as that bone comes along,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
They follow it day in and day out. Meaningless distractions tearing people away from a life they deserve. Meanwhile, they are left feeling empty inside because they haven't fed their soul with the pride that comes from self-growth. Growth from shutting out the world and going all in on their dream. Growth from finding a way when there seems to be no way. Growth that comes when you go beyond the life you thought you were capable of. Every time you choose something over your goal, you form a bad habit. A habit that gets stronger and eventually overpowers your goal. It defeats your dream. Form a different habit. A habit of discipline. Discipline from shutting out what most won't so you have the things most don't. A habit of going all in. A habit of integrity. When you say your goal matters to you, show that it matters. Make it a priority. If you want to achieve great things, shut out the distractions of this world and make your goal a priority. Steve Jobs once said, people think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on. But that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. You have to pick carefully. You have to be able to shut out everything but the most important thing that you must do right now. Get it done with 100% of your presence and attention. Give it everything you have. Your heart and your soul that will ensure your best work and will lead to your next best result. Zig Ziglar said, lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24-hour days. Now that's the truth if I've ever heard it. We all have 24 hours in a day. How you spend that time will determine where you end up in life. How you spend your 24 hours will determine if you live with pride or regret. How you spend your 24 hours will determine if you survive or thrive. Now it's time to focus. Lock out the things you don't need. Lock in on the life you must have. Prepare to suffer now so you can enjoy later.
Is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to be hard? Hell yeah. And that is the best part. The best part is pushing through the pain. The best part is the challenge.
You need to have goals that seem out of reach. At least goals that are hard to reach. You, pushing through all the crap in your way to get there. You clawing past all the demons to get to your goal. You climbing and climbing to reach the top of that mountain peak that no one thought you could reach. It's you hearing your body say no more, and then hearing your mind say, shut up, I got this. I'm in charge today, and you're coming with me.
You see, your mind is stronger than your body. And if you program your mind to always go one more round, to always push past what you perceive as your limit, to give more than anyone else would ever expect from you, sooner or later, your body will realize this guy won't let up. So I'm just gonna have to grow with him. Your muscles in the gym and in life can only grow with resistance, with struggle, and by pushing the limits, by expanding expectations.
In the gym, putting a little more weight on the bar each time. Going a little further each time. Pushing a little harder each time. In your life, extending your goals a little more each time. Learning a little more every day. Expanding your mind every day. Pushing the limits of what is possible for you until you break that barrier you need to break. Then, you set a bigger goal. A more exciting goal. Add more weight. Do more reps. Add a new challenge. Challenge equals growth. You cannot and will not grow without challenge. And that's what I mean when I say the best part is that it's hard.
That's what separates the average and the great. The average run from hard. They hide from challenge. The great run towards it. They love a battle and they grow from challenge. Without challenge, life is dull and void of meaning.
Without pushing yourself in the gym, you will never get any results. In life, if you don't push yourself, if you don't have clear targets to work toward that require you to step out of your comfort zone, that make you uncomfortable, you cannot grow your character, and you will not grow your life.
So what do you want for your life? You want to take the easy road, or you want to take the growth road?
Push yourself. Start where you are with whatever you have and work toward what you must have. Become obsessed with your targets. And when you break through that barrier, give yourself a pat on the back and then get back to work. The time to grow is always now. Is there anything better in life than growing? No. That feeling, the knowing you pushed yourself to this point, you faced every challenge and you prevailed. There's not many better feelings in life. Challenge equals growth. You cannot and will not grow without challenge.
Discipline, hard work. Sacrifice, hard work. Dedication, hard work. Relentless, hard work. I see the goal in the distance. It's far away. It's blurry. I don't know how I'll get there. I see the obstacle, the challenges, the demons. Blinkers on. I move towards my goal. One challenge at a time, I will face, I will destroy. I know nothing is stronger than my will. No challenge too great, no setback too large. I will get there if I don't quit, and I will never quit. It's the challenge that excites me the most. The growth, the journey, the pain, that is a gift from the gods of growth. Don't back down from a challenge. Run towards it like a warrior. Destroy that challenge.
It's time to reinvent yourself. It's time to let go of the old you and work and work and work until the new you shines through. You have more inside. I know you can sense it. It's time to say, I'm back. If you have problems, change their names to challenges and find solutions.
If you have the right mindset, there is no such thing as a problem. There may be challenges, there may be lessons to be learned, but there are never problems. Success is really just a state of mind. Anyone can achieve success if they master their own mind. Anyone can achieve anything if they believe anything is possible. Those who believe in limitations will create limitations and then live in them. If you believe there are problems in your life, fix them. Don't complain about them, or they will remain problems until your dying day.
You deserve more. And if you take action, you can get more. If money is your problem, make more money until money is no longer your problem. If motivation is your problem, commit to finding a powerful reason. Work on your motivation until motivation is not your problem. Work on it. Don't yap about what's wrong with it. Work on it and make it better. I think everyone has had enough of the victim mentality many people in this world live in. Stop playing the victim and start playing the one that makes things happen. You're not the only one with problems, you know. And guess what? You wouldn't be the only one in history that has worked through problems and found solutions. It's not impossible. It just requires dedication, persistence, and hard work. And let me tell you, it's a hell of a lot easier than drowning in your own self-pity. Decide today you want more out of your life than problems. Be the one with positivity. Be one that makes things happen. The one that does not give up. The one that creates crazy abundance, then creates more abundance. The one that people look at and say, gee, he must have gotten lucky. And you can say, yeah, lucky I can outwork everyone. Lucky I had the discipline. Lucky I was given the drive. Lucky I was given strength to never quit. Lucky I worked hard. And you can remind them, this could be you. Just work hard and make no excuses. And if you have the problems, change their names to challenges and find solutions.
Never give up. The results will come. If I am committed to find a way, the results will come.
If I learn more and apply that learning, the results will come.
If I believe, the results will come. Believe in me. Believe in my work ethic. Believe in the process. If I am disciplined, the results will come. If I am committed to get better every single day, the results will come.
I know for sure the proof is always in the work. My future results will be a direct reflection of my effort. My future will be a reflection of my desire, my discipline, my sacrifice. My future will be a reflection of me, the work I put in, no one else. If I refuse to quit, the results will come. If I never give up, the results will come. If I am committed to find a way, the results will come. If I believe, the results will come. Believe in me. Believe in my work ethic. Believe in the process. If I am disciplined, the results will come. If I am committed to get better every single day, the results will come.
If I do the work, the results will come. If I work smarter, the results will come. If I work harder, the results will come. The results will come.
My future results will be a direct reflection of my effort. My future will be a reflection of my desire, my discipline, my sacrifice. My future will be a reflection of me, the work I put in, no one else.
I know for sure the proof is always in the work.
If I refuse to quit, the results will come. If I never give up, the results will come. If I am committed to find a way, the results will come. If I believe, the results will come. Believe in me. Believe in my work ethic. Believe in the process. If I am disciplined, the results will come. If I am committed to get better every single day, the results will come.
If I am relentless, the results will come.
If I do the work, the results will come. The results will come. The results will come. The results will come.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.